Okay, Shalom. I probably don't speak for just myself when I say that I'm usually the best I am around this time of year, certainly during Aser Smei Tshuva. I also probably don't speak for myself when I still say I'm far from perfect. But at the same time, you can't compare someone at the end of Elul during Aser Smei Tshuva to someone in the middle of Adar. And when it comes to thinking about that, so I just want to share with you a few different ideas about a motivator. This is a little intense, but I do think it is a good motivator, and certainly something that I think about, and all of us think about, certainly at this time of the year. When I was Shana Bet in Reshit, I did something that was super intense. I was not that intense of someone who would do this, but I did this, where I had a sign on my shtender that I put, and I wrote, life or death. And I had that on my shtender for 10 days, so I was Harsim Yechuba. I was not, like, I also didn't have any friends. I'm kidding. but it certainly seemed intense, and it was intense. It was to get me to focus. I sit down to learn, and here's the time period where certainly we're judged. And we think about not just, oh, what are we doing next week? Well, like, how's it going to be by the in-laws for Sukkos? But we think about what's our din going to be, what's going to be with our neshama, who knows how long we're going to be here. There was a study that they asked teenagers and adults the following question. If you take a gun and you put one bullet in it, and you play, you roll it, and you play Russian roulette, and you say, are you willing to pull the trigger once for $1 million? Most adults, practically all the adults, said no. It's not worth it. But 50% of teenagers said, yeah, I'll do it. $1 million? I don't know. 5 out of 6 chance. And the reason for that, and I think in a certain sense, even though in this, I don't know, I feel like a kid, I'm probably more in the teenage mentality, not that I think I would do that per se. But the reason for that is because you feel it's not going to happen to me. And so many times in life, even when we hear about tragedies, and certainly for ourselves, we're in the stage of our lives where we're going to more brises than funerals. And we don't think necessarily about the end of our life. And it's a healthy thing. I mean, a person shouldn't be morbid and constantly focusing on it. But I'll share with you that when I was also in Israel, it was also Shana Bet. It was the only funeral I've ever been to in my life in Israel was someone who I never met. I don't know their name. I don't even remember the gender. And they announced in Yeshiva and Reshit that there was a Meis Mitzvah, and they needed people to go to the Beis Avel in Beis Shemesh. So I went. I don't even remember who I went with. And Rav Blachman from KVY was there. And if you've been to Levi in Eretz Yisrael, so you know that it's not a coffin. And you see the body in the talus, and the body goes in. Guy goes in the ground, and you put the dirt right on the body. And right after that moment, Rav Blachman turns to me and the people I was with, and he says, that's a start to Elul. And this, I think, is the idea that he was saying. The Elul is a time to think about bigger things. It's time to think about our lives, think about what are we here for, what are we doing, to realize that things aren't finite. There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia on Daf Pei Zayin that's very fascinating, that says that before Avraham Avinu, people didn't age. And this is actually a question I get from students all the time, about like, how could you say someone's 400 years old, 120, 250, 800 years old? Like someone nowadays, they're 100, they look extremely old. Imagine what they look like then. Like, how is it possible? And so the answer is this Gemara. Gemara says they didn't physically age. And so the Gemara says that Avraham davened to age in order to differentiate himself from Yitzchak. Then the Gemara goes on to say that Yaakov Avinu, up until the time of Yaakov, people did not become sick. And when a person died, they basically just dropped dead, or I guess didn't wake up, and that was it. You could, healthy, totally healthy, one day, just didn't wake up the next day, or dropped dead one day. And Yaakov Avinu davened to Hashem to be sick. We always daven to Hashem to cure sickness. Yaakov davened to get sick in his old age. And the reason for that is to let the people know that this is time for me to call over my sons, that they are going to realize I'm going to pass, to give over the brachos. And this idea of aging, this idea of becoming old, this idea of getting sick, is something to enable us as humans to think about bigger things beyond ourselves, beyond what we're busy doing on the day-to-day. How often, how many times do people spend their day doing something that is not necessarily so important? I am certainly guilty of this. There are plenty of things I waste time in. I'm certainly speaking to myself here as well. There's a famous talk, commencement address from Steve Jobs at Stanford University. It's about 15 minutes long. If you never listened to it, it's very kedai. It has about over 40 million views on YouTube. One of the things he speaks about is death. And I'm going to quote from his commencement. He says, "When I was 17, I read a quote that went something like, 'If you live each day as if it were your last, someday you'll most certainly be right.' It made an impression on me. And since then, for the past 33 years, I've looked in the mirror every morning and asked myself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I'm about to do today? And whenever the answer has been no for too many days in a row, I know I need to change something. Remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I've ever encountered to help me make the big choices in life. Because almost everything, all external expectations, all pride, all fear of embarrassment or failures, these things just fall away in the face of death, leaving only what is truly important." And something that he lived by, and something that a person really, like he did, their decisions, obviously he wasn't focusing on Ruchnias, but a person's decisions that they make on a daily basis should be guided by, is this important? Is this something that I do if I had just a finite amount of time left on earth that I knew when it would be? And unfortunately, many, many are guilty, of course, of squandering their time on earth. Now, there's a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. I can't remember if it's Hillel against Shammai or Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai. But is it better for us to be created or not? And the psak, they debated for 2.5 years. And the psak in the Gemara was, it's better for it to not have been created. Because it's really, really challenging to really succeed in this world. And it comes down to this. It comes down to squandering opportunities. It comes down to being involved in so many things that are ancillary and secondary to really what we know, what we truly know in our minds is important to us. And there's a mashal from the Chavetz Chaim. If it was modernized, it would definitely be about Twitter and 150 characters. I can't remember if it's more than that now. But the Chavetz Chaim's mashal is about a postcard. Chavetz Chaim, he says, life is like a postcard. He says, you start off at the top of the postcard, you're writing a letter to someone, and you're writing pretty big font, big letters. And as you go along, so you realize you still have some more to say. You want to tell them about this experience you went through, ask them about how their family's doing. And right, you're getting closer to the bottom of the postcard, and you start writing smaller. If you've ever had only one piece of paper to take notes on, this is what it feels like. And you're writing smaller and smaller. And then Chayit Chaim says, then you get to the end, and you didn't even finish what you wanted to write. It says, people in life, they start off life, they think, I have so much time to do what I want to accomplish. So much time to, one day I'll start learning Daf Yomi, or I'll start taking on this. It's my life's too busy now. And they're writing the big letters. They're doing a little bit. They're doing certain things. But they're not maximizing, certainly. And then as they grow older, just push off a little bit. Oh, maybe I should really start taking this on. And then it gets to the end, they realize, I wasted those precious moments. That big space on the top. There's times where I filled it with letters that didn't have to be that big. Those years where I spent doing X and Y when I should have been doing Z. Those are the wasted opportunities that unfortunately you can't get back. And in a certain sense, I work in a high school and I really feel like I'm 18 years old. And I certainly know I hopefully have many, many more years ahead of me. But it's an interesting juncture. And it's a time to, on the one hand, in certain sense, still feel young and hopefully know you have plenty more years. But on the other hand, to really take life seriously. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into our calendar, put into it once a year for us to really recalibrate, to think long and hard, what are we going to do this year? Is this year going to be the same as last year? And when you have a din v'cheshbon, and we look back at our year and we think, you know, this year was kind of just like last year. I didn't really change anything for the good or the bad. That once a year to stop and think, what do I want to do differently? How do I want to spend this year? What do I want to take upon myself? How do I want to parent my children? How do I want to help the community? How do I want to help my shul? How do I want to be a better friend, a better husband? And all those things Hashem built into us to really think long and hard about. And that's why to be able to think about death in a certain sense really is a very strong motivator and something that hopefully we should go into and be able to recalibrate in the proper sense. We should all have a ksiva chasima tova.